Welcome to the Nicholas Webb Show. Are you ready to unleash the power of innovation and technology in your business to drive growth and profit? Are you ready to make your organization future ready by getting the best insights from world-renowned experts? Then you've come to the right place. Now, here's your host, world-renowned innovation superstar and author, Nicholas Webb.
Hi, this is Nicholas Webb, and welcome to the Innovation Roadmap Podcast. You know, the whole reason I decided to do this podcast in the first place is that every single day in my practice working with some of the top brands in the world, I've discovered that organizations are really struggling with innovation. You know, we've been talking about innovation for the last two decades as if it's a new thing. We've been trying to figure out ways to institutionalize innovation. We've tried to figure out ways to build a culture of innovation. And the truth of the matter is that most of these initiatives fail miserably. So why do they fail all the time? Well, I can tell you, in my business, we've somehow turned into the innovation hazmat team. We come in where innovation has failed, and we sort of mop up. And that has really given me some great insights, because as I sift through the wreckage of these really disastrous programs, I find really great people that really wanted to do the right thing. But unfortunately, they had systemic failure. In other words, they did some of the right stuff, and there was an intention to do the right stuff. The problem was it was incomplete, and as a result of that, they sort of had an innovation ecological collapse. And this is very common. In fact, I would suggest that the overwhelming majority of innovation initiatives that fail really fail because there was just one part missing. So I guess that begs the question, what's required to make an innovation program work? Well, one of the problems that I find is, especially in my own business of consulting, is that we bring in innovation experts, and they're the keeper of the magic black box, and they know the systems and the methods and the processes and the tools, and they come into the organization and they install these systems, usually incompletely, and then the company, with good intention, moves forward, and ultimately, they never really developed a core competency of innovation. They never really knew what the black box was comprised of, and they certainly didn't know where the buttons and levers were. What I'm trying to do with the Innovation Roadmap podcast and my upcoming book, The Innovation Roadmap, is to take the uber complexity of innovation and make it actionable and making it real. Make it so that it's so simple and so clear that everybody can understand its intention, understand where the levers and buttons are, and ultimately, so that we can leverage innovation to drive enterprise benefits. I mean, after all, we want to drive growth, we want to drive profitability, we want to have a more collaborative workforce, we want to increase the quality of work life, we want to deliver beautiful human experiences to our customers. And if that's your intention, I really believe that innovation is the key. So I guess I'd like to start in this volume of the podcast to talk a little bit about some of the common myths of innovation so that we can start to understand the reality of what innovation is really all about. So the first myth is that I'd like to talk about is the innovation myth number one, that we need to build a culture of innovation. So the biggest myth is the culture myth. Now, the culture myth suggests that if we can build a culture of innovation in our organization, if we can do that, then we can do a better job of gleaning insights about our customer. We can find better ways to look at the trends within emerging technologies so that we can enable those trends to be able to leverage better value to our customers and to our enterprise. Here is one of the biggest myths, and it's a myth because you can't wake up one day and say, I hereby proclaim that I want to have a culture of innovation. It's sort of like waking up and say, I want to have a culture of fitness around my home. I want our family to be healthy and fit. I want to build that culture. So we can talk about health and we can discuss health and fitness and we can talk about diet and we can have posters on the wall about healthiness, if that's a word. And all of a sudden that is going to result in health and fitness. Turns out it's completely wrong, and it's also 100% backwards. It turns out that culture is a derivative of being innovative. Now, this almost sounds too ridiculously simple to be profound, yet we have so many organizations that are trying to put their cultural foot forward rather than doing the heavy lifting of actually being innovative. We've heard recently in the news the term fake news. Well, I believe that's fake innovation. It really is. We don't get to call ourselves a culture of innovation. We don't get to be culturally innovative until we've done the stuff, until we've actually done the heavy lifting of making innovation real in our enterprise. Now, one of the ways in which that happens, of course, is as we start to build out systems and tools and processes, what it does is it winds up creating a culture of collaboration. And really, it's a culture of collaboration that we want after all. Innovation is, whatever. It's really about collaborating because, you know, we can't create innovations unless we collaborate with our customers staking stakeholders. We have to collaborate with enabling technology developers. We have to create an ecosystem around innovation. And that is really what drives the best innovation. So this podcast, I just wanted to mention this first and very big problem of putting the culture ahead of doing the stuff. Innovation, doing innovation right, creating the processes, creating a place, creating the challenges, creating the infrastructure that supports innovation, especially collaboration, will create a beautiful culture of innovation. In next week's podcast, I'm going to go into detail into these five top killers of innovation initiatives. I wanted to start with culture because I believe it's one of the biggest myths. Culture is king, but culture is earned, and it's earned from actually doing this stuff. Until next week, I hope that helped you out with some ideas to think about and how culture is driving your innovation. And let's connect next week as we talk about the second myth of innovation. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a big one, but it's also some good news. I'll be able to tell you how to address that big myth. But again, culture is going to be something that will happen. It'll happen on its own beautiful, organic way. And when it does happen, it takes your innovation initiative to another level. We have to realize that most organizations that aren't good with innovation culture tend to be legacy organizations that are hanging on to old-fashioned business and management models. These organizations also tend to not be very good at playing in the sandbox with the people that work there. We also know that organizations that are not culturally innovative, organizations that have not done a good job of branding innovation internally. And I know that sounds superficial, but branding is so incredibly important to the way in which we communicate this very important and powerful mission. So until next week, thanks for listening in and go out and do something beautiful. Bye-bye.